Yo, yo.
Super XRP Bros here, back like we never left. What's going on, guys?
We're going to be talking a little bit about the Bitcoin halving and its relation to XRP.
So every 4 years, Bitcoin goes through a halving process where all the miners are given half as much reward in Bitcoin for each block mined. It makes Bitcoin a little bit more scarce, new Bitcoin more scarce, so it doesn't have a history. So it was at 12.5 and now it's at 6.25.
Were you watching the market? What was the price of Bitcoin before that? It was running like, what, 9K?
Pretty close to 10K, like right before the halving. Yeah. Oh, no, it dropped right before the halving, actually, right? Like there was that big cash crash. So it was working its way up to 10K, it hit 10K, and then, like, you know, stayed around 98 for a little while, right? 9.8K. When Coinbase went out the other day, and we're going to have to talk about that, right?
yeah, no doubt. Everyone get off of Coinbase.
But yeah, links for Binance US in the description below. Definitely check them out. Use our link.
But going back to the halving, right before the halving, we saw a big dip in the price. Why was that?
So the big dip in the price is just market manipulation by, Bitcoin whales. And whales meaning people that have been around in the space for a long time and have a lot of Bitcoin. So I follow this Twitter account. It's Whale Alert. Whale Alert on Twitter. So follow them. You'll get notified every time a large amount of cryptocurrency is being moved from a wallet to an exchange or vice versa. And that's how it works, right? So they plan on selling off their big bags of cryptocurrency, and then the price drops down because they're selling. So we're in a sell trend, right? And at that point, they can pretty much,
sure,
they can drop the price substantially because there's so much volume being sold. So that's what makes the price go down. You're selling and the price gets lower and lower and lower. And then what the whales do is, because they hold all that money, when the price goes down, they cash out and then they purchase more positions. So it's true market manipulation. And that's all it was. A lot of people thought, oh yeah, is the halving price thin? Sometimes, like, you know, after the first two halvings, like, it jumps and then there's a big crash. And, you know, any market, any retail market, such as cryptocurrency stocks, like, the price is dependent on the last buy or sell order. And that's how it's going to work. So it looked very volatile. It could have been anything, though. Like, it's not just one specific thing. Like, maybe news about that happening was getting around, and there's a lot of new people in this space buying and selling and, like, you know, just making very emotional decisions. Like, every line you see in the chart, whether it's going up or down, is dictated by human emotion and how you feel about your positions at that time.
That's really my thing with Bitcoin. Like, Bitcoin whales, I don't think they're going anywhere. So I'm trying to catch on that wave. Like, I want to be a surfer next to these whales, you know? Like, I want to make some money next to them. Follow the whales. Like, when there's a dip, sell my shit too. And then buy it at the peak of the dip. And then go back.
No, I'm in full agreement with that sentiment. Definitely.
Have you been watching the other altcoins move with Bitcoin after the halving?
Yeah, my favorites list, like, I'm always on Coinbase and Binance. Like, every, like, I don't know, it's become compulsive, man. Getting into
I'm not on it enough.
Yeah, and during the recent dip, Coinbase actually, like, went out. And I was actually checking my Coinbase app on my phone when it happened. And, you know, certain parts of, like, the screen got, like, blocked out, like, pixeled out. You know what I mean? And it just looked weird. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, Coinbase is actually...
Yo, you were trading at that time, yeah, right?
No, I was. Yo, funny story, right? I saw all the cryptos, like, you know, going down, right? And I had some XRP on the exchange, right? On Coinbase. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me move it into cold storage. And then as it was happening, it said the transaction was successful. And then when I went to my wallet, like the wallet wasn't updating. And then I was like, oh,
great. I would have been dumb scared.
Like I start freaking out. It was a moderate bag. It was like $200 of XRP that I'm moving to my cold wallet, right? And I'm just like, oh, shit's crashing. Like, yo, let me just make sure there's no outage. Let me get my shit off of the exchanges. And yes, guys, if you are listening to this, get your crypto off the exchanges and get it in a cold wallet. Oh, okay. Now, I have another story for you, right? Just because we chilling and shit, guys. So, I was on YouTube, right? So I follow like, you know, a couple of crypto influencers and, you know, half of them are XRP community. And then the other half are like, you know, just people who talk about the crypto space in general, right? And that XRP community talks about the crypto space in general, but only how it relates to XRP and like what makes them so bullish on it, right? We're going to get to the segment on why we're staying bullish on XRP today. Don't worry, that's going to be staple every episode. But anyways, so I was watching a video on Altcoin Daily. And, you know, they were reporting some XRP news about Jed McCaleb selling up off his XRP, right? And Jed McCaleb is the CEO of Stellar right now, the founder of the Stellar Foundation, which is a rival to XRP. But he was also a co-founder of Ripple Labs as well. And then he left to create Stellar. So anyways, they reported the article saying, oh, Ripple founder sold like 4 million XRP a day in April or something like that. And like, you know, they were just spreading a lot of FUD about XRP, right? And I noticed that like, hey, you know what? That's cool to report this information, but I commented, I said, hey, you guys forgot to, you know, mention that he doesn't work for Ripple anymore. Like he's with Stellar now, so he could do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? And then they comment back with like, you know, such a bad attitude, such sarcasm and stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah. You know, that should be common knowledge, like what you're telling us. It should be common knowledge unless you're new to the space. Sorry, we don't report the news the way you want us to. And yo, I was livid, son. I was like, fucking serious, man? Like, yo, I commented back. I said, save that fucking sarcasm, man, because, you know, I just thought that I could get fair information, unbiased information about altcoins on a channel called Altcoin Daily. Like, you're shilling Bitcoin, you're trashing everything that's not Bitcoin, but you're Altcoin Daily. And if this starts to beef, that'd be kind of funny, but you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you guys, man. And that's what I wanted to kind of relate to the two subscribers we have right now, right? Like, yo, we're super XRP bros. Like, we love video games. We're just dudes that, like, you know, we're starting a new journey. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, we want to help people who are also starting in this crypto journey. Like, you know, play through this game and get the bag, man. That's it. You know? So I want to commit to the people listening right now that we're going to give you unbiased information as best as we can while shilling our favorite projects. Is that fair? There we go. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, and if you guys want to learn some shit about that whole conundrum that you just talked about, I do know that Jed McCaleb, he's getting this XRP as settlement money after leaving Ripple, right? Like, what else is he gonna do with it, fam? He gonna hold this Ripple? Like, he gonna hold this XRP? Like, he don't care about this company, you know?
Exactly. Like, he's already up there. He has bags. Like, what's he gonna do? He probably needs that money now. Right? He's not waiting for a moon situation.
But either way, like, like the company has to give him the money. Like that's just the rules of the settlement right now. And if he's using the Ripple technology, XRP, he's still keeping the ecosystem alive.
Yep, that's true. That is true. So whether you guys like it or not, like, this is a good thing.
Not only is it a good thing, but it's just unavoidable, but there's nothing bad about it. It's good and there's nothing bad. Like, people just need to stop framing information as FUD. You can, and that's the thing with like fake news, clickbait, and everything. You can make a big title, you know, Jed McCaleb sells 1.8 million XRP in one day! ! Of course, you're already setting up your viewers to have some kind of bias, you know? Like, the average watch time probably isn't even the full video. people just look at titles sometimes, you know, and they're just like, hey man, like 1.8 million ! That sounds bad, you know, all capital letters, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they like paste their faces like with their hands on their cheeks like, oh my god.
Yeah, as like the video title, and it's like it's all just fucking clickbait. These dudes just want you to use their affiliate link.
They just want these ads to play on their videos so they can eat. They just want these ads to play on the video. Like, sometimes I'll click a video, an ad plays first, and like you can actually choose where you put the ad, you know?
Yeah, and anyone dealing with that, we'd like to refer you to the Brave web browser. They'll get rid of the YouTube ads. Fuck it. If you want to support your favorite creators, Brave will give you basic attention token, cryptocurrency, to either support your favorite content creators, or put that money in your own bag while, you know, disabling ads, trackers, cookies, and whatever.
Yeah, I just bought a brand new MacBook Pro, and I only touched Safari once, and I went straight to brave.com and downloaded the browser, and from there on, everything else, like, yo, this is a virgin.
Oh, what, bro, really?
Yeah, like, immediately, I was like, yo, I believe in the idealism of Brave, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not bullish on basic attention token, because honestly, I don't see the price of that going too high, like maybe $10 most in its lifetime, you know what I mean? Because it's just paying you to watch ads, so it solves the ads issue, right?
Yeah,
ads don't pay off as much as they used to anymore, so I don't see the market growing for that. But I love the idea behind it, and I love that there's a Binance widget now, and it takes you right to the Binance website, and it's great.
There you go. They created a way where the average person can easily access a crypto wallet or purchase crypto on an exchange.
Let's move on to the happening and why it affects altcoins and specifically XRP.
As like many people might know, if you're not new to the crypto space, but if you are new, the coins usually move with Bitcoin because Bitcoin is the current leader of the cryptocurrency market. So all cryptocurrencies kind of follow the same trajectory as Bitcoin, more or less. So when you see a big dip in Bitcoin, you would expect other cryptocurrencies to also dip. And at the same time, when more people learn about cryptocurrency, they'll first buy into Bitcoin, but then they might also learn about other cryptocurrencies and buy into the other altcoins, which cause their prices to also increase and follow Bitcoin.
That's why XRP is such a good crypto asset to start with. Like, personally, for me, the first time I bought XRP, I was a total noob at cryptocurrency, right? Like, I just watched some videos on London Real about Tico Tiwari's 5 coins to 5 million. And at that time, it was the first round, of altcoins. So he was going over a portfolio, and then it takes you to like his business, Palm Beach Insider, right? But he dropped the name of one of the cryptocurrencies that would moon, that would perform very well. And I bought in at that time. It was called Chainlink. And I even remember telling you, like, yo, I spent like an hour and a half listening to this webinar. You got to buy into Chainlink because I know you're into Bitcoin and shit. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I got like $2 or some shit on it on Coinbase. Yeah.
So I got into XRP just by like looking at the different coins available on Coinbase. And, you know, I was like, I can do my own research. Like I can do my own shit, right? So I go through and what sounds good to me, like, you know, go through the white paper. And when I go through XRP, and this is before knowing anything about like cryptocurrency tribalism, right? And in its description about XRP, XRP is the cryptocurrency used by Ripple, by the Ripple payment network. Built for enterprise use, XRP aims to be a fast, cost-efficient cryptocurrency for cross-border payments. And then I thought to myself, wow, cross-border payments. I mean, our mom sends money back to Vietnam whenever she can. Remittances are a real thing for people. We send money over to my wife's family and stuff too, and it's cross-border. Like, we're all immigrants, right? And that's the thing. It's such a big market. And without knowing that XRP had such a bad rap, just doing my own research and reading up XRP, like, it was a no-brainer. Like, at that time, it was 23 cents. Why would I not try and get in on something with such a low entry point and have, like, you know, really stack my positions, right?
We're an XRP channel, so why are you still bullish on XRP, bro?
ODL. On demand liquidity. That's the only reason why. We are in a liquidity crisis right now. Like, that's why people are having such big sell-offs right now. These Bitcoin whales, they're selling. They're selling it for stable coins, right? And the thing is that XRP, it's just a really, really good time to buy in right now because it's so low, right? But think about this. Like, how long does a Bitcoin transaction take to settle? How much would you say? How long? Because you deal in Bitcoin more than I do, right?
10 minutes for the transaction to, like, start. So then, like, I'll pay for it, but then my processor, like, the other side, won't receive that notification for about 10 minutes. And then in 10 minutes, it takes another 20 minutes for all the blocks to verify. So then it's about a total of 30 minutes of a process.
Yeah. So that's way too slow. 30 minutes for a payment. Bitcoin is not going to solve the payments problem right now. But you know what is going to solve the payments problem? XRP, because it settles in 3 to 5 seconds. I send XRP from one address to another. Bang, it's right there. Like, I literally swipe down to get my little refresh wheel going, and it's done on the other side on a completely different device. It's unbelievable how fast and how liquid XRP is. And now a lot of people are even saying that, you know, it might be a great idea to use Bitcoin and XRP in tandem with each other to exit the market as fast as you can. So instead of going from Bitcoin to fiat, which would take you about 30 minutes, right? Let's say you're cashing out off an exchange. You can actually go to Bitcoin, convert to XRP, and then settle in 3 to 5 seconds and save yourself almost all that time in about 1 minute. That's liquid as fuck. And that's why XRP is going to be a winner.
One day, we believe that it's going to grow in price because it efficiently solves a problem that has a lot of money staked in it. There's not that much money staked in web browsers right now, you know? Like Brave, it'll only come to $10 or some shit like that. But on-demand liquidity, the $4 trillion stimulus that had to get distributed across the United States, you bet that there's money going around in that market. And that's why we're bullish. That's why we're invested in XRP.
Yeah, that's a great point.
To get rich, you have to provide a service, right? You have to do something, and that's why XRP Ripple is going to make a lot of money. Their company is going to make a lot of money because they're solving this high-value question. They're solving this high-value problem, and we're going to get rich off of that because we're doing our part by investing in this technology, helping it stay alive, and helping it progress and move forward. You got any closing thoughts?
Yeah, man. Yo, watch the markets, you know, watch this transfer of wealth. Everything's going digital. And know that this is the most lucrative investing opportunity at this time in this day and age. Like, central bank digital currencies are being rolled out.
Stack your bags, everyone.
Yo, stack your bags. Stack your bags. That's it, man. Like, whatever you can, dollar cost average and just HODL XRP and whatever other crypto you want to fuck around with, yo, go right ahead. But don't tell anyone we told you so, because none of this is financial advice.
Yeah. Yep. Yo, I think that's it from us.
Let us know if you thought we did a little better this time, you know? Like, comment.
Super XRP, bro. We out?
All right.
All right. Peace. Let's fucking go.